sobbing with a mixture of relief and terror while I fumbled with my ripped clothes, trying to get them back on. Scythe and Caleb were similarly built, but there was no doubt who had the upper hand. Scythe wrapped a muscled arm around Caleb's neck, dragging him back across the mud and away from me. A silver blade clutched in Scythe's hand glinted in the moonlight. It idly traced a path down Caleb's cheek, drawing blood as it went. Caleb howled.
"How unsurprising," he cries when cut.
Scythe murmured.
"You hurt my friend, Caleb. What made you think that was a good idea?"
Caleb's feet slipped from beneath him, and his fingers scratched and tore at Scythe's forearm. He tried to speak, but the arm around his neck only tightened, until the only noises Caleb could make were splutters. Scythe stopped a few feet away, entirely calm as he squeezed the life out of the man I'd once loved. I did nothing to stop him. Caleb's face purpled while Scythe played with his prey, letting him have only enough oxygen not to pass out. A small smile of enjoyment ghosting his lips the entire time. Blood trickled down Caleb's face from the cut Scythe made there, and I wiped at my nose, feeling no sympathy for the man when he'd thought nothing of making me bleed. Caleb stopped fighting. I wasn't sure if it was because of the lack of oxygen or because he realized he was at Scythe's mercy and fighting was just a waste of energy. Scythe rolled his eyes.
"I hate when they give up so easily."
He loosened his grip on Caleb's neck. Caleb sucked in raspy breaths, his fingers grabbing at Scythe's forearm.
"There we go, he's back."
Scythe held the knife out to me.
"You ready?"
I didn't move. I stared at the blade, and then at the man offering it to me. Ready for what?
"It's your kill. This rain isn't letting up any, so the quicker we do this, the quicker we can go home. Vincent's dog has probably shit all over my carpet by now. Annoying. I never would have let him get that thing."
I'd known it, of course. I'd seen the distinct change in mannerisms. But hearing Scythe talk about Vincent like they were two entirely separate beings was disturbing. I shook my head. "We can't kill him."
"Yes, we can. It's really pretty simple. One quick draw of a blade across his neck and hey, presto, he's bleeding out in the mud."
There was a gleeful joy in his voice that sent a shiver down my spine. Caleb whimpered.
"Bethany, Melissa, please, call off your pit bull. He's insane."
Clearly. Scythe's eyes narrowed. He turned the blade over in his finger while he studied me.
"Have you forgotten what he did to you?"
I hadn't. Not for a second. I stepped in, ignoring the offered knife, and clenched my fingers into a fist. Then sent it right into Caleb's gut. He let out a groan and tried to double over, but Scythe held him up, interest flickering in his gaze. I rammed my fist into Caleb's gut again, hitting the exact same place.
"Fucking bitch,"
he gasped between hits. My next punch was right to his nose, the sound of bone breaking more satisfying than I ever would have thought it. If my hand hurt, I didn't feel it. Adrenaline coursed through my body, taking away any pain and bringing with it the desire to make him pay for every hurt he'd caused me.
"Take the knife,"
Scythe said around a grin.
"So much more satisfying. Hurts your hand less too, trust me."
I stared at him. My fingers trembled.
"First kill is the hardest. They all get easier after that. You'll see."
I shook my head. "I'm not killing him."
"Fine, I will."
His grip on Caleb's neck tightened until Caleb's eyes rolled back and his body went limp. Scythe dropped him unceremoniously into the mud. I screamed, staring down at Caleb.